our focus for this week is all about how we can center our lives on Jesus. So, what do you think that means, Shelley?
To me, centering my life around Jesus means that he is involved in every single part of my life, whether it's the decisions I'm making, the people I surround myself with to grow and to, you know, get better with my relationship, and the things that I choose to allow into my life, right? So I choose to make sure that it's essentially making Jesus proud, right? Because he's the center of my life and I consult him first. What about you, Evan?
Yeah, I mean, couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, you're right. Every single decision that we make should be around Jesus and what he would do. And just think back on what he did for us. I mean, he died for us and he died for our sins. And I just think that it's really important that every single decision and every single thing that we do is just based around him and what he would do.
Yeah, I think all of that is so super duper important. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, centering our lives on Jesus means we treat him as the most important thing. And that's not easy. You know, it's easy like when we're in church and we're singing and we're like, you know, we're like connecting with the worship music. We're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a different person tomorrow. And then Monday shows up and like, it's like just another Monday. And for you, Evan, like your generation, like, when I was your age, we didn't have no dang smartphones. And like, you guys have a bajillion distractions, yeah, like all day, every day. So I think just practically speaking, just like things that we can do to try to keep Jesus at the center of our lives is things like going to church every Sunday and reading your Bible and praying and even the music that you listen to. When I was younger, that Bible verse, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, I was always like, but what does that mean? Because your mind's going in a million different places at once. And so just the practical things, the things that you can be mindful of, because they are things that you do. They're action oriented. You know, I read my Bible every day. I commit to doing that because I set an alarm on my phone and I pray every day. And just these things that we can do to keep ourselves closer to God and to keep Jesus as the center of our world so that